Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time.
Episode 154, Defending Autumn.
It's Vans on Patrol time.
Wow, that's extra loud this week. I don't know what the hell
was
going on.
It's like a laser beam.
It did. I didn't want to speak because it was like so much. Episode 154, I'm the host of Fans on Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me, it's my studious and yet sensitive co-host, as always, Miss Tifflebot. How are you, Tiff?
I'm great. I brought some show notes this week. Boom.
Oh, see? She's taking credit, but, you know, because she didn't did her duties on this one, you know, so there we go. Smooth is in the house.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth.
Not Dwayne. Right, and we have no guests this week, so for people who hate guests, rejoice. For people who love guests, we got none for you, man. You know?
I'm sorry, I'll pretend to be someone else.
No, please don't, because we need to soldier through. We need to give some people a sense of normalcy, you know, like
just true.
Regular, you know.
Yeah. Keep it as a treat.
Keep it as a treat, right.
Right, yeah.
So, man, we got a show for you today, man. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we didn't go to the movies or nothing like that. Nope. But you knew we had to talk about Defenders. We've been waiting for Defenders so much.
Yeah.
And so we're not going to do, we weren't one of those people that just dove into everything and said, we're going to watch every episode and come back with the whole thing. No, because you know what? We have lives and we don't have time to watch all that shit.
We're very busy. not to disparage those of you who did do that, because sometimes we all do that.
Yeah. You know, some people don't have jobs. They out of work bums and shit, and they can sit there and watch all
that.
Now,
stop that. Some of you very hardworking people like to binge TV because TV is the new god.
Yeah.
We worship the TV.
The TV god.
TV.
So, like, we did two episodes. We did episode one and two. So we're going to talk about that today. What else are we talking about? We're talking about Hellboy news.
Are we?
We made some Hellboy news last week, but we got more Hellboy news.
Yeah, we do. Sure do.
We do.
Yeah.
Tiff came out of, you know, the side of a butt cheek with something that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
It's a Apocalypse Now Now.
Apocalypse Now Now. Yeah. We'll explain.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But is it? I can't even say nothing negative about it. You know?
Yeah.
And then at the end, we have what this says,
Takeshi Miike,
Immortal Samurai.
Miike.
So y'all know this is a Tifflebot show.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, welcome to the show.
Right.
It's my show.
Yeah. And we also,
my show notes are red. Yeah, there you go.
I should add some music to that. Also, we're going to talk a little fall TV, man, because it's that time,
it's
man.
It's coming.
It's the end of it. Listen, we got like one more day. You know,
what?
A couple more days left of August.
Oh, yeah. But it's still summertime, though.
It's summertime. Right. But the fall TV is coming like
it's
a heart attack.
Coming.
Right.
September, what, 8th?
Yeah, I'm almost caught up with my CW show, so it's a, we're, it's a very exciting time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The veg.
Well, they know what we got to do. It's like, it's winter time, it's fall time. We got to put on our comfy PJs. We got to wrap ourselves in a blanket.
Indeed.
And we got to watch TV. That's what we can do until the snow goes away.
Indeed. But see, I like the snow. So there we go.
Me too. I love the snow.
Yeah. Smooth don't. He's sitting here looking all sour and shit, nope. Y'all. Just, but there
no
we go.
No cold for me.
No.
Mm. So, saying all that, man, you guys ready to get into some war?
No, because Smooth, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for asking, Tifflebot. You didn't ask. Yeah.
I don't care. So I'm just, you know.
See, it's obvious, yeah.
I talked to Smooth for about an hour before we even started.
It's so true. They were trying to call me, and shout out to Terrible Skype.
We got to find us something else to, like, broadcast on, because Skype be, like, effing us, y'all. We just want to let y'all know. We sometimes, like, last week, we had those guests on the show.
Yeah.
We were in trouble.
Hey, let's do a Facebook Live.
That's terrible.
That would be terrible.
No, they were talking to, well, we're going to, off the air, we're going to discuss some solutions for you.
Right.
The fans.
So, shout out to the Comics Jaunt, Emotions and Shit.
Yeah.
What's it? Haven Rain.
Haven, yeah.
Rain. And Jason John. Jason. Shout out to them. I really enjoyed them, you know, last week.
Yeah.
So
they were really fun.
Yeah.
And like,
man.
Not to say that they weren't fun on the air, but they were even more fun off the air.
Yeah, we actually had more fun off the air.
Yeah, because I was farting, and then I was throwing it back at them, and they was doing their same thing.
Oh,
you
know, smooth.
Just kidding. That was too bad.
So, saying all that, guys, you guys ready for some war?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's get it on. All right, we are back, man, and where we at, Tifflebot? This is the show note. This is Tiffle Extraordinaire. Where we at?
My notes. We're gonna talk about Ed Skrein. We're unsure of the pronunciation of this man's name. He's stepping down from Hellboy amid whitewashing backlash.
Oh yeah.
This is so interesting to me because, you know, this is a whitewashing is a curious thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking to Beat Him Down from Cork 45, Nerd Podcast Mafia person.
Mm-hmm.
He made a good point. It's a show that's on Netflix right now that was a popular anime.
Okay.
And, you know, it's Americanized.
What, Death Note?
Oh, Death Note,
Death Note, right. Yeah. Now, if they Americanize it, that means they put a bunch of American actors in it.
True.
Now, mm-hmm, see, mm-hmm. Japan often takes a popular American movie,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, turn it into Japanese. And the actors they have at, you know, that they have is Japanese. So everybody happens to be Japanese.
Okay.
Nobody says shit.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna protest this.
Okay, but let me finish.
For several. No.
Okay, go ahead and protest.
Yeah, right.
No, go ahead, finish.
So, you know, when we take something that's Japanese. Like, what was the movie with Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, Ghost in the Shell.
Ghost in the Shell. Yeah.
We take something like that, mm-hmm, not we, but when America takes something like that and they, you know, put American actors in it that could be anything, you know, what ended up happening is people start screaming whitewashing. Now, that may be true onto some point. However,
This is an American
property, yes. Yeah. However, you know, this thing turned into, you know, this character was Japanese.
Yeah.
Was he inherently, mm-hmm, Japanese, though? Was that important to the character? You know, was that, you well, know, because yeah. I think Doctor Strange, the mm-hmm ancient one,
mm-hmm,
you know, yeah, even though Tilda Swinton did a fantastic job, I still think it was bullshit,
yeah,
because you could have grabbed any Asian woman,
yeah, right,
if you wanted to make her a woman,
right,
you know, yeah, even though the character was inherently a man,
mm-hmm,
and you could have did your thing. But they made her a Caucasian woman, right, a British woman on, yeah, top of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
So I have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
However,
maybe because you're not familiar with Hellboy. Do you read Hellboy?
I don't read Hellboy, but I watch the Hellboy movies and I see, yeah, a couple of the Hellboy cartoons.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't. He quit, man. He got the hell out of Dodge before the bull crap, after he accepted the contract.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I have to say.
Please step in,
Tiffle Bot. I'm sorry, but I have to disagree with you.
What happened, Tiff? What's going on?
Because, I'm sorry. Because there's a difference. There's two differences here. One, in America, there are plenty of Asian actors.
I agree. I will not disagree.
So there's not, in Japan, there's not an overabundance of white actors. So even if they wanted to remake a movie in Japan with as Japanese, but make sure that they were not changing the race of the character, it would be very hard for them. There's not a lot of white actors there. So there's that.
Agreed.
I think that we would say that there's a difference. Okay.
Hmm.
Okay, let's say there's a difference between someone in a position of power, like a white person. You know what I mean? Like, as far as, like, racism and stuff like that's concerned,
right,
like, doing something to somebody, like, who is a minority, like an Asian person, and an Asian person, okay, like, for instance, if somebody, I'm trying to think, if somebody remade a movie and they cast all Asian people in it,
mm-hmm,
like in America, that would be interesting and groundbreaking because it's not something that Asian people get to do all the time.
You mean, like, but say if Asian people decide to do Shaft?
I mean, again, that's a minority, you know.
Right.
Well, how about characters? That's different. But I mean, like, I'm saying, like, what if someone took, like,
RoboCop?
I don't fucking know. I'm talking, say, like, what's, like, Friends, right?
Yeah, okay.
And they remade it with Asian people.
Okay.
Like, there are not any minorities in Friends, right? Which is ridiculous because it's New York.
Right.
Well, which is maybe true about America, but go ahead.
So,
not everybody can be Friends on Patrol.
But,
like,
here's the thing I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying is, if someone took Friends and they remade it with all Asian people or all black people, that would be great. Do you know what I mean? But if someone took something like Luke Cage and they made it all white people, that would be disgusting. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the difference. I'm just trying to say, like, that's why whitewashing is a problem.
No, Tiff, I wasn't saying that whitewashing wasn't a problem. I'm just saying that there was a different point of view that I hadn't thought of, you know, when it goes over to Asia, because they will take a American property. And with a lack of actors, you know, of diversity, they will just, like, throw, you know, they will do their thing and call it a day and never think twice about it.
However, I know, but we're also, like, I think that also, I'm just saying, because we're having a discussion.
Let's discuss.
We also don't know, because we're not a part of that culture, we don't know if there is backlash against, there's tons of issues with, like, racism against other cultures in Japan. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's different, but you know what I mean? Like, we don't know the controversies of that culture. Like, we're not going deep on that stuff. All we know is it's pretty wrong with the abundance of Asian actors we have in America, or African-American actors we have in America, to take roles that they could play already when there's so many white roles available that white people can play, and already taking the ones, the very low ones that they already have, and taking those away too.
So
remember how people got mad when Michael B. Jordan played the...
Dude, that was like... That ended up being like the least... Like, worst thing in a movie.
The movie was bad, period.
I'm just saying.
People were like, that Michael B. Jordan was pretty good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that movie was horrible.
Yeah, but
that movie was fucking trash.
It was terrible.
It was a garbage can.
So, here we got Ed, right?
Yeah.
Ed, like...
He was a real bro about it.
Well, but Tiff, he accepted the role, you know?
He
claims that he did not realize that the person was Asian.
Right, until he started reading into the character. Probably, you know, did some history.
Hey, is this the same guy that was in that movie with John Travolta? What was it called? With Paris from Love? Is this the same guy? Is that guy?
Oh, I don't know.
Damn.
I know is he's from that other movie. But I think we should... Mm-hmm. Okay, so we should say, like, probably... I'm willing to say that probably his PR person wrote this.
Oh, of course.
Because of course. I believe that, like... Do you know what I mean? But it is a very nice sentiment that, like, he's saying, like, not only am I stepping down from this role because I feel that it's whitewashing, but also because I want to be sure that it's also a statement from me to support minorities in representation in Hollywood.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
good going, Ed. Nice, Ed.
Have the little kids saying yay too. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm clapping and stuff.
Now here we go. All right, Tiff. So. That's it for him, man, for whitewashing, you know, and all the bullshit of the world. So what do we got next, man?
We're talking about a proof of concept for Apocalypse Now Now.
Apocalypse Now Now. So why don't you walk the people down, because you hear Apocalypse Now, and then you hear Now, and then you feel like it's something that got to do with the Vietnam, but this has nothing to do with it.
Nah.
Tell us what we're looking at here, because I have to tell you, Tiff, at first I was like, what the hell? Then I was like, I'm delightfully, like, pleased with what I'm looking at.
Okay, so Apocalypse Now Now is about this kid. He's a school-aged, high school kid who is accused of murdering his girlfriend. And he kind of goes on a quest to right that wrong, like, prove that it was not him. And he kind of discovers this underground world of, like, monsters and things that we barely see. And so he is in cahoots, or he, like, teams up with this guy who's, like, a drunk spiritualist. Like, he's he'll, like, exercise things, or, like, a demon hunter, basically.
Right.
And the things that we see in this clip is this community has been using like this electric demon monster thing to like power their electronics, but they don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's also like a bad thing. So we see him attacking it basically, and then it kind of cuts out. So it's just a proof of concept. It's just a proof of concept is just saying, we have this idea for a movie. We think that we can make a really good movie of this. And now we're kind of saying this is going to be our intellectual property if we are given the green light eventually someday.
So this is not a movie.
This thing. Is a short.
That's it. That's all you get. And that might never, ever come to never, ever be made into anything.
Okay. I'm mad as hell because I didn't want to look at this. You know, at first I thought this was like the same guy who's done like Chappie. And who did?
Oh, I like Chappie, man.
I didn't see Chappie, but
Chappie was pretty good.
What's the name?
District 9.
District 9.
I like District 9 too.
That's what I thought it was.
He did another one.
It's a few.
Yeah, he did another.
Elysium.
Yep. That's
it. And so it looked like that. It was shot like that. Is this the same person, Tiff?
I don't think so, but I don't know who made it. I was just when I saw this.
It was very South Africa. You know.
Johannesburg. I believe it's South African.
Yeah, Johannesburg. Yeah, the dude. He was gross. Like, you know, like you know, he cut a rat open, and then he used to snort some stuff that he was using to make a circle for the dude not to get hurt or whatever. So it has some good elements.
Yeah, I love that he's like kind of a scumbag.
Yeah,
in the circle, he's like in the circle, and then he's like, it's a circle of protection. When we find out it is not,
right,
it is like a summoning. He's like summoning him to that spot so we can attack this monster. I love like a scrappy, I love a piece of shit,
right? a polished turd.
Yeah, I do love, like, you know, a piece of shit with a heart of gold. Is there anything better? Like, you can tell that he's going to soften up during this movie.
Right.
Right? You can kind of tell that he's going to have, like, a vulnerable spot. Kind of like the guy in, Zombieland.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's, you know what I mean? Like, he turns out to be, like, the coolest guy, and he's got this whole, you know, kind of sad backstory. So, like, this looks really interesting to me, and I really hope, I mean, there's a book, so if you don't want, like, if you are afraid you'll never get to know the story, you can definitely read the book, but I really want to see the movie.
Yeah, when that monster ate that lady, though, the gurgling noises was gross.
That was terrible.
That was, yeah, I never heard that.
She went out there like a damn fool.
Yeah, right, yeah, with a shotgun.
She was like she was going to be a badass. And, you know,
I kind of hoped that she might be like somebody who had witchcraft powers.
Right, she did look that way. Yeah, she did look like she.
That would have been cool.
Practice voodoo or something like that.
Like if that gun was actually like some kind of like wizard staff.
Yeah, he reminds me of.
I'm super into that.
He reminds me of Grandpa Rick.
Who the hell is Grandpa Rick? Some shit that I don't know.
Yeah, some shit you don't.
Some more kind of.
Yeah, we're gonna have that on the show one day, Montego.
I do think that we should do, maybe someday we should give Montego a vacation, and you and I should just do a show of things that we really like.
Tiff, they're doing the marathon, the six episode marathon this weekend.
Oh, see, I'm into that.
Yeah, I'm on it.
But I do think, well, so you guys like this, or you want to see more?
Listen, I, of course, didn't give a shit. But then after I started looking at it, I was like, man, I really, 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 really want to see what happens next. And it was the production quality was so high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I was really, you know, anytime I see that a bunch of money or skill is, you know, poured into a property, I want to see, you know, why did they do it?
Mm-hmm.
And it looked so good, and it was compelling.
Yeah, I want to know about the boy. I want to know who he killed and why is he, you know.
I thought it looked great, man. And I really, yeah, I would love to see the full property of this Tefobot.
With, like, even more money. Like, I think, like, if they were given a studio and, you know what I mean? Like, I also like that. I feel like this is the right time for this movie.
All right, let's talk about Blade of the Immortal.
Mm-hmm.
Tefobot, what did you bring before your homies here today?
Okay, so Takeshi Miike is a very famous Japanese director. He's done, this is 100 movies, right?
Yeah.
Over 100 movies now.
This is his
100th. So he's done like Audition, Ichi the Killer. He did that Sukiyaki Django. Remember that movie?
I think
so. Sukiyaki Western Django. It's like
a worse version of Django.
It was like a long time ago. So those kind of movies, he's big into like actiony, gory stuff. So this is a movie based on a manga called Blade of the Immortal.
I like the soundtrack of the trailer.
This trailer looks amazing. Here's the thing. Sometimes movies, especially movies like this, the trailer is so much better than the actual movie. I had a feeling
that might be the case, because I was like, the music and shit is going nice. You know, they doing little slashes with the little tunes and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said, but it might suck because they like. They got the music bumping right, boom, digga, boom, digga, boom, and then, doom, digga, doom, digga, doom, I'm like, what? Is it dope or does it suck?
The problem is that here's my problem with this. There's a tendency in some Japanese action movies to have, and there's nothing wrong with it, but like it's like a slow pace with little action in between. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm worried that we've just seen... It's maybe not true, but I'm worried that we've just seen all the action.
I remember Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It had, like, its moments, and when the moments happened, it was, like, great.
Oh, but they did have some long fight scenes, though.
But then there was a bunch of nothing.
Yeah, right. It was a long...
Also, that's a Chinese space, movie. Yeah.
That was Chinese...
Sure is.
The hell with you, Tiffle. Look, she pointing out that we just said some racist shit.
But I'm just saying, like,
sorry to all our Japanese listeners.
You can cut that out. There's a cultural difference between Westernized people and Asian cultures, because, like, it's just there's a celebration a lot of times in, like, the slow appreciation of, like, just nature scenes and stuff like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in America, we call those... I mean, I'm assuming it's the same, but, like, establishing shots are a little longer. We celebrate the quiet moments. Like, a lot of times, I feel like a lot of really celebrated Japanese cinema, a lot of Americans consider boring.
Well, you know, we're different people, man.
Our attention spans are a little shorter.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, you know, it's just... We're different people, and we value different things. And so... Right. Yeah, but this looks good. Listen, if it's up to the trailer, Tiffobot, this is the bomb.
Yeah, because dude's hand got severed and then it wormed itself back together.
You know what this movie remind me of?
Huh?
I'm about to go way back on y'all.
What, go Akira? For it.
Do y'all remember the Flying Guillotines?
Oh, Fate of the Flying Guillotine? Yeah.
No, I've never heard of that.
Tiff, it was a movie. It was a kung fu flick.
Yeah.
And they would like throw like little like circles that had like shades that fell down. So like the circles would hit your head, and it would come down over your face like a curtain.
Yeah, it was like a hat.
It was a guillotine. It would cut your head off.
It had razors. The Fatal Flying Guillotine. It was the blind man. Yeah, it was the blind man.
No, but the bad guys have all the bad guys had them.
Oh, okay. This is a different. Okay, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, it was the.
And so they were like coming out of nowhere, just like cutting people's heads off and stuff. But it was like smooth.
It was like pew. Yeah. Did you do that? Yeah, pew.
Right.
Pew. Yeah. But he was the one I'm talking about. He was fighting the one-armed boxer. He wanted the one-armed.
Nah, this was guys, the emperor's men had these flying guillotines, as weapons.
Right.
And so like the heroes had to overcome the weapon because it was like. It was kind of like once they threw it, you were dead.
Yeah, you were dead, right. Yeah, right. You couldn't escape.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
There was, like, no escape.
Right, no escape.
You guys are probably the only two people in the entire world who remember this.
Listen, if you remember the Flying Guillotines, please hit us at fans@fansofpatrol, or just hit our Twitter and Facebook page, because this movie was kind of like the Five Deadly Dragons, you know? It was like...
Venoms. You been talking about the Five Deadly
Venoms? Five Deadly Venoms. Yeah, Venoms. Thank you for hooking me up.
Man, I was on the karate. That kung fu does it, you know? For everything Fans on Patrol, go to fansonpatrol.com. You can reach us at fans@fansonpatrol.com. One word, directly or via social media on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. At Fans on Patrol. And you can listen to us. Guess where you can listen to us at?
Tell me that, my friend.
You can listen to us on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, and guess where else, TippleBot?
Where?
Podbean. And iTunes. Please give us a review, a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you do that, TippleBot will read it on the air and shout you out and make you famous.
Throw that lightning.
Yeah. Super famous.
Right. And go to our Facebook page and check out all the groovy stuff. We got some groovy stuff. Damn. Blogs and artwork and t-shirts. Purchase one. And we got some events, you know, saying stuff that we've been to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dwayne Williams, for your contribution.
All right, thank you.
All right, man. It's, God dang it. It's break time.
Mm-hmm. Break time.
Because we got to, like, use the bathroom and stuff. But we're going good, man. So thank y'all for hanging out, and we'll be right back. Oh shit, we are back. And we were just clowning, man, because Mama TippleBot was in the house, man.
Yeah, she's over here.
Mama Bot.
Guys, the behind the scenes of what's happening here at Casa de TippleBot is that the entire bumper fell off my car. Also, a little bit sadder news is that my brother was kind of in an accident. So he's okay, everyone. It's fine. It's just been a lot of turmoil around these parts these days. So everything's good, and we're sending him our best wishes.
Also, we want to, you know, give a real big shout out to the, you know, anybody down there dealing with Harvey, man. Know,
absolutely.
You know, all those people down there dealing with that bullshit, man. We got our homeboy Beat 'Em down there in Houston.
Yeah.
We got B and Black down there. We got Sonny Chips down there. We got Random Randy down there. We got people down there, man. Yeah. So that's some bullshit, man. You know.
And I actually made an appointment. I know that there's, you know, we talk about doing stuff. A lot of people talk about doing stuff, and I do that too. And I didn't want to be the kind of person that would say I want to do something. So I realized it's a small thing, but I'm donating blood next week, and I think that's something that everybody can do to help because they do need blood.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Need it all.
What you can do to help, and you know, good luck to everybody down there, and our thoughts are with you because that's pretty terrible.
You goddamn right. All right, so where are we at now, man? What are we doing?
Let's talk about TV. some good news, which is some fall TV is coming back to us.
By the turn of the potatoes.
Oh, hit that dope ass serious music there. Okay, so TippleBot, how are we doing this today?
So, one of our nice websites has released a list, and what we did was, and you know, it's not by any means comprehensive, because we know there's more TV out there than could ever possibly be talked about.
Right. Indeed.
So what I had my co-host do was take a look at this generalized list, and we wanted to have them pick out three of the top, their three can't wait to watch, and then their three... I don't give a shit about this thing that are coming out this fall.
Okay. So, how you want to do this? I'll just take control. Okay.
Yeah, I know you like to have control of the show, so I'll hand it over to you.
So, I'm going to just state my most number one, and we'll go around with our most number one.
Can I guess? Can I guess what?
Yeah, I want you to guess. I think you should guess.
Please guess.
Is it Star Trek?
Oh, I was just about to say, cue the Price is Right, You Are a Loser music. But
bah, 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 bah. How's that go?
But you are right. That is my number one.
I know I'm right.
I
know this dude. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, not only that is Star Trek, they put Sinequa in Star Trek.
Is this on Hulu?
Sinequa. No.
Oh, wait. That's not true. They're going to simulcast it on Netflix?
No. Are they? I thought they were just doing the CBS thing. CBS, they have CBS Access.
CBS Access.
Yes. No, but I heard that there was like a Netflix thing happening. Is that a lie? Don't lie to me.
I'm not so sure, but let me just say this. First of all, we have Star Trek. Then we put Sinequa's fine ass. Then you want to make her a Vulcan. Then you want to make her Spock's sister. You can't.
So she's half human then, right?
You can't make me just. I'm sorry. She is harder. Yes.
It's sticky well, over here, huh?
That's my number one.
The thing is, to make everybody happy, including myself, yes, available on Netflix 24 hours after it's broadcast on CBS.
Wait a minute, Tiff, it's going to be on Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix to beam new CBS Star Trek televised series in 188 countries around the world. Each episode of the highly anticipated new series to be available to Netflix members exclusively in all licensed territories within 24 hours of the U.S. premiere on CBS.
Tiff, yeah. I could just like punch the wall right now because I thought I was going to have to pay $5 for that goddamn
CBS. So you happy, CBS. Right?
I'm so happy.
Hootie-hoo! I'm so excited too. Like when I saw that, I was like, no way.
September 24th.
Because CBS Access is nothing. It's shit.
Hold on to your butts. Because that means we're doing a Star Trek episode.
You goddamn right, Smooth.
Well, it explains this. What? Well, I might just be absent that day. You'll see. Unless you're talking about the tight uniforms. You know what I'm saying? The uniforms are like.
Tiffobot.
Yes.
Number one. Let's skip
it. Number one. Most anticipated show for the fall. Has got to be Stranger Things.
Ooh, cue the dope ass Stranger Things music.
I mean, I remember the first series.
More than Star Trek?
More, you know what? Star Trek didn't even make the list.
Holy shit.
It's not because I'm not anticipating it, it's just because I don't know if it's just because I thought it was a given or if I was just like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, at first I didn't realize I was going to be able to watch it.
No, Tiff, it's better shit out here. That's all. Fuck better shit.
Oh my God.
Fuck you, Dwayne.
That's
better shit. That's all.
Because last year when I watched Stranger Things, you know how I am with the Netflix shows. I can take them or leave them.
Right.
So when Mike was talking about how much he loved Stranger Things, I was like, I don't care. I don't want to watch this. Everyone's talking about
Tiff is terrible.
I watched it. We watched it all in like a day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's so good. Mm-hmm. And so like I'm really excited. I'm a little bit gut trepidation because I'm worried they're gonna screw it up.
It could happen. That's why.
But that's okay because I'm still excited. Tiff,
I haven't watched the second part of The Get Down because I'm like so scared that they come.
So I keep it as a good memory.
Exactly.
But what about you, Smooth? What's your number one?
My number one, even though it's not coming out in the fall, I don't think.
Whoa. Keep it at the fall.
We got to keep it at the fall? Okay.
Keep it at the fall, bro.
That's the thing. I don't know if it is, but okay. We'll keep it at the fall. It would have to be. Well, is The Walking Dead coming out in the fall? I think
it is. It was on the list. I think it is.
Yeah, October 22nd.
So wait a minute, Smooth.
Yeah.
You weren't like me. I dropped The Walking Dead.
I know you did.
Yeah.
Because you said it was too violent for you.
It just got too ridiculous.
But anyway. I want to see what's up with Negan. Because I guess it's going to be all war this year. You know what I mean? It's going to all war.
Now, even though The Walking Dead got bumped from your list, Montego, can I ask you, is Fear the Walking Dead on it?
No, it's not. Because it's not a fall show.
What's your number two?
It's not a fall show.
It is. They got it coming.
It is too. It's on
September,
the list.
It's coming out September 10th.
They must have done a split season.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's how they do it. This is great stuff.
Right? Number two, Stranger Things. That's my number two show.
Number two?
Tifflebot. What's your number two show?
My number two show that I'm excited about returning, do not judge me, it's Riverdale.
God damn, Archie.
I knew it. I mean, I already knew that she was going to have one.
Hey, Tiff.
That was going to be on her three.
The girl who is jumping in with Jughead. She's receiving death threats.
Mm. Why?
Because people want her out the fucking way.
Damn.
They sending death threats to her, the actress in real life.
Is it because they want him to be asexual or because they want to be his girlfriend?
I don't know what the hell it is, but the girl is like, it ain't even aired and she's getting death threats.
What? She has an attraction to Jughead?
Because she's supposed to be the new love interest
of Jughead.
Yeah.
And in the book, he really doesn't have.
Oh, a different girl.
A different girl. And she's getting death threats already.
Oh, because people are into the Betty and Jughead storyline.
Indeed.
Wow.
Dang.
I thought Jughead just ate burgers and shit. I mean,
No. This is new Riverdale. That's the old Jughead. That's all he did.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
But I'm excited about it. It's, as a lot of people have said, quote, it's better than it has a right to be. I don't believe in that. It's something is good if it's good. Just deal with it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that it's about Archie Andrews, and I'm sorry that it's about Betty and Veronica.
Whoa, 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 whoa. His last name is Andrews?
Yeah, his name's Archie Andrews.
I had no goddamn idea my whole life.
Really?
I'm pretty sure
I know all of their last names. It's Betty Cooper.
Holy shit.
I'm not doubting that at all. Keep it going, Tiff.
Veronica Lodge.
Yeah.
So Archie Andrews and Jughead. Does he have a last? Jughead Jones, my mom said.
Jughead Jones. I knew him.
Wait a minute.
I did know him.
Did your mom just call from the other room?
She did. Mom just, she's on the other couch. She's sitting there looking at her. She's probably playing Bubble Witch. And she says very smugly, Jughead Jones. And damn. Okay, you guys, he's not in the show, but Jughead Jones has a dog named Hot Dog.
Yep. I remember Hot Dog.
Yep, I do, yeah.
I remember Hot Dog. I remember
Hot
Dog,
too, yep.
Yeah, Dwayne, what is my number two? What would your number two be?
My number two is going to be Gotham.
Really?
Really, yeah. I've been stuck on Gotham. Gotham's been out of control, but I like it. You know what I'm saying? I was reading, they said, screw the storyline, screw the whole timeline thing. This is how we're going to rock it right here. If you like it, get jump on board. If you don't, the hell with you. But it's been pretty good. They've been, you know, they've been keeping it interesting, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to Gotham, you know. Well, my number three, since he's over here not knowing what the hell he's doing, I'm going to say The Flash.
Oh, you know, nice. Yeah, the return of the old standbys.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's what I've been watching, and that's what I usually record. And so that's, you know, even though...
Yeah, those are sometimes even, like, okay, I know people get excited about new TV, but obviously the things we really care about and things we really are excited about are our old favorites coming home.
Right, yeah. So what about you? What was yours?
Mine is a surprise. Three is a show called The Good Place.
Oh man, is that about the
hell is that?
That's about the angel that was supposed to go to hell, but she went to
there's
heaven.
A girl. She goes to. She's a really bad person, and right. She dies. And she thinks she's in heaven, but she thinks she's supposed to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really funny. It's like some of the best. Like it's like some of the really funniest. Like what's that called? Basic cable, because it's on ABC. It's like some of the funniest stuff I've seen on basic cable. Oh, okay. It's very interesting. It's well acted. I love Kristen Bell, but also because there's a huge plot twist.
Oh.
That's really great.
Okay.
Mwah, superb is what I say. Yeah. I'm super excited for it to come back. I'm a little bit scared that it's going to turn to poop because, like, I'm always afraid that, like, you only have, like, because like, I think a lot of TV shows, really, you are only prepared for, because you're prepared to get canceled, right?
Right. Right.
So you have like one season in mind, and then afterwards you're like, "Oh, I don't know what to do."
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel you on that one. You got a point there. Yeah. What about you, Mr. Bradley? You got your pick yet? Number three.
My number three.
Yeah.
Y'all not gonna be happy with this one, but
come on,
because I have no information on it.
Come on.
The Inhumans.
No, that's on my most. That's on my poo-poo list.
I want to see what the hell it is.
I do too. I'm interested in it.
I'm very interested in it.
Well, now that's gonna be on which station?
ABC.
Okay.
So the more I see about it, because I read it in this one too, and the more I see, I'm just like, it looks like hot poop. It just looks a little like there's problems with like the CGI.
Yeah, there's
problems with the acting.
Like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It looks bad, but I want to see.
I do want to see it, though. I do kind of want it. I'm interested in it. I was gonna
my special mentions is Runaways.
I was interested in that, but like you said, it's on Hulu.
Too.
It's on Hulu, but like you said, that's the romance teeny bopper. You know, everything feels. I feel everything station. You know.
No, that's Freeform.
Oh, that's Freeform. Hulu, yeah, Hulu has a variety of
Hulu's
stuff.
A free station. Yeah, or not free, it's paid. Or you can watch it for free on your computer.
Right.
But it's like a paid, like a Netflix type thing. Right. So do you guys want to talk about the things that were not?
The doo-doo list. The doo-doo list. What I do not want to see.
Okay. I think we should start with you, Dwayne. What do you not want to see?
I do not want to see Lucifer.
No, I put that on. Okay, I made an extra list, even though I told you guys I didn't tell you guys how to do this. I made a what the fuck, right. And that was Lucifer has three seasons.
Yes, I thought it wouldn't do shit after the first season.
Me neither.
I thought that they were talking about getting. I swear, when they first started showing the first three episodes, they were like, boy, this is going to get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's on its third season.
It's on its third freaking season. I don't understand this. It's like, America, come on, y'all. Come on, people.
Come on, America.
Yeah, right. What are you doing over here? You know what I'm saying? What's going on? So, yeah, that's my garbage can right there. One of them.
Taking it right out, plucking it off the top.
Right, yeah.
What about you, Montego?
I'm going to agree with Smooth 100%. Number one, Lucifer. Get out of here, man. Not watching a show about the damn devil. Shit. Damn. Go to hell just watching something like that. Well, I'm just saying, for me. Bye. You know.
Picked a show called The Orvilles.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Did you see that? It's like a Seth MacFarlane show. Yeah. He's like the family guy.
Right.
And I just feel like Seth MacFarlane can be funny, mm-hmm. but he's not necessarily my kind of humor. Like, I'm not super into Family Guy. I'm not super into... I like American Dad okay. Like,
right.
I'm not against it. It's just not for me.
Right.
I read a little bit about this, and I thought... People thought it was going to be... what I want to say, kind of like a Galaxy Quest.
Right.
Where it was going to be like a funny take on like...
Star Trek
yeah, or yeah. like any kind of deep space show.
Right.
But then it kind of seemed like it's actually... He was like, no, it's serious. It's like an homage. It's like, I'm making something, and it does have funny stuff in it, but it's mostly... And I'm like, well, then what's the point?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because that's kind of like what I would look forward to seeing it to be if I was going to watch
yeah.
this.
Yeah. Something different. Like yeah. a new aspect.
Like you said, I want to see you pick fun at the phasers. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Something like, yeah. you know, like... aliens that all look like humans. Like right. I think like a really great Star Trek joke would be like if every time somebody was an alien, they were just a human.
Right.
They didn't yeah. put any prosthetics on them. Right. You know, that's basically what it is. Like they make an alien with like three nose holes. And it's like yeah. it's an alien.
Right. So stupid. Yeah, exactly. So real simple. Or just like you said, just put some makeup on, make them different.
Right. Know, like yeah. just a blue person. Right.
Exactly.
Like here's a red one with like one antenna.
Right.
Like,
right. It's real.
Not even trying.
Right. Real cheesy and shit. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, okay, my number, well, let me see, do I have a number three? I do have... I do have a number three, and I'm going to say that it would be, because I don't know anything about it, I'm going to say mm-hmm. Channel Zero.
Oh, I saw that too, and I was surprised about that, like, I think, like, it's an ensemble,
uh-huh.
or whatever, it's not an ensemble, but kind of like a Twilight Zone.
Okay.
So where they like do like vignettes, like short episodes.
Oh, okay. Maybe I shouldn't be too hard on it though, because there's a lot of other shit on here. Oh no, I'm sorry. Did I say The Exorcist? Did I say The Exorcist?
Oh no, you didn't.
The Exorcist.
Is that what you're surprised about?
The Exorcist is. Yeah, I'm not looking. No, I'm not gonna watch that. I'm tired of Exorcist stuff. Period.
There's a lot of it.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I mean after the first one. You know, okay, you know, and then, it's just...
I think that's what scares people, like, the most.
Yeah, that was a classic.
It's so scary.
And then, yeah, and then after that, they tried to, you know, they made 2 and 3 and all this, and then they made all these other movies that, you know, modern movies where, you know, where it started and all this other crap, and then, you know, it's just like, it's saturated too much. So yeah,
too much, Trey.
Yeah, get out of here. Too much green throw up. Too much.
Montego, do you have one that you're especially not looking forward to for the fall?
Yeah, American Horror Story. I don't, people are enjoying that show. I'm just not interested in it. I thought about watching it a couple times, and it just looks weirder and weirder and too damn weird for me, you know? I need some content, I need to settle down a little bit. So I don't want to see American Horror Story, and you know, I'll probably get the, you know, look asshole, check it out like Rick and Morty, but I don't want to see it. I mean, I have no interest in it. You know, some things just don't hit you.
They keep showing this like image of this head with the...
Like a bee
with
head.
The bees and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll feel you on that.
It strikes me as a little bit of kissing its own ass, right? Because that bee head is obviously someone in the writer's room or concept art somewhere was like, isn't it weird how like a beehive looks like a brain?
Right. Yeah,
and they like
yeah, yeah.
that's they couldn't get past it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Now I will say about American Horror Story is that Ryan Murphy is the guy who made it,
mm-hmm.
and he's the guy who made Scream Queens and Glee and Nip Tuck. I mean, he gets around, right?
Right.
And he does a lot of stuff, but he has a tendency to create, and I've said this before, he creates shows that, like, they run out of steam after a few seasons. So I think this American Horror Story, while I don't watch it and I'm not particularly excited about it, is a really good vehicle for him because he gets to start over.
Right.
Every couple seasons.
Right.
But people like creepy stuff, so, I mean, go on.
Yeah.
Go have a good time.
I'd agree.
My other one that was one called Future Man.
Yeah, I've seen
it. It's like about a guy who I just don't care, but it could be good. I don't know. But I had other things on the what the fuck list, which was Once Upon a Time is still apparently a show.
Right? Yeah. Oh,
my goodness. Which was surprising to me. And then also I don't know anything about Supernatural. I'm not judging people. How many seasons is that?
Man, my son was watching that when he was in high school, and he's grown now. So yeah,
it's got to be like
at least
12, right?
Yeah, right. I would say that. Yeah, I know at least.
It's seven, the eight, longest eight, running yeah. science fiction television show.
Right, it is long.
Or like contiguous or whatever continuous.
But it does what it does because
it makes somebody happy.
Right, yeah, so yeah, I can't.
I don't know anything about it. I'm not judging it. I don't watch it. I'm just saying like. That's a lot.
Right. Like you don't give a... I don't care. I like that.
So I'm actually going to close the show because I am super fantastic like that.
Yeah.
So I also want to thank you, Montego, as always, for being such a gracious host.
You are quite welcome and keep doing your thing here, Miss Bot. I love it.
And thank you, Smooth, for being here and bringing your bright, cheery self.
Well, thank you, Tibblebot. I appreciate that. And you were also quite bright and cheerful yourself.
So thank you so much. And until next time, we will be...
On Patrol!
That was a really sad one.
That was great.
Trouble.